You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Cross it's a goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong!
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction to FC United's first league game of the season.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to a brand new series of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. As well as Saturday's match with Brackley Town, on this week's show we'll also be hearing how the women's team fared in their pre-season friendly against Brighouse Town from Sunday afternoon. But before that, it's now time to take a look back at how pre-season went for Carl Margeson's side, with a hello and welcome back to Marv Willers for his pre-season report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. Welcome back, everybody, and what a lovely summer it's been. Pre-season kicked off with a trip over to Ireland to take on fan-owned club Bohemians in Dublin. Bohemians took the lead just before the hour mark before Scotty Kay equalised with his head shortly afterwards, and it was left to a late Danny Brady header to seal a 2-1 win for the visitors. A trip to Cheshire was next, with goals from Craig Linfield, Robbie McDade and Jason Gilchrist giving FC United a comfortable victory over Congleton Town of Booth Street. A 2-1 win at local amateur side Avro then followed, and then it was to Moor Lane to take on Salford City.
Ball left-hand side, right-hand side for FC now in the final third. It's opportunity in the penalty. I can get their shot away, just dallying a little bit too much. Then ball comes across. Overhead kick. Oh, great goal there, man. Tom Reed, 6 yards out, but I tell you what, an overhead kick into the back of the net.
Well, that's made it all worthwhile.
Tom Greaves there scoring a late consolation goal at Moor Lane, Salford, winning in the end by 2-1. Another defeat followed, this time at Staley Bridge. 1-0 the score there, but FC United got back to winning ways the following Thursday with a 3-1 victory over Abbey Hay, thanks to second-half goals from Craig Linfield, Robson Buckley and Lewis Lacey. A trip to the northeast to take on ambitious NPL side South Shields then followed, with the Reds losing by 3-0. It was then back to winning ways for Carl Margeson's side, with FC United scoring 4 goals to beat old rivals Ashley United 4-3, thanks to goals from Nathan Lowe, Lewis Lacey, Conor McCarthy and Jason Gilchrist. The final 2 games of pre-season saw the Reds take on Football League opposition at Broadhurst Park, with a 1-0 defeat to a Bolton Wanderers 11, being followed by a much better performance against Fleetwood Town.
Waiting to come.
Lovely ball
and
there.
And now on the left-hand side, St Juice brings it into the box. Now he's going to play back, and it's going to be 1-1, Nathan Lowe!
And that was all about the ball on the left-hand side. FC United's Michael Jones. He put a ball through needle-esque. What a ball down the left-hand side. St. Juice takes over, plays the ball inside. Great finish. Simple footballer. Superb. Yeah.
Really good work from Juice. Good ball back from Juice. Good positioning, I suppose, from a Fleetwood point of view. They want somebody to have been tighter on Nathan Lowe, but left-footed finish from him, and it's 1-1. Great response from FC.
The final score was 2-1 to Fleetwood, but fans would have left the ground impressed by the passing and tempo from Carl Margeson's side on the night, and despite a mixed bag of results over the summer, fans will certainly have room for optimism going into this new season. Cockers.
To the start of the league campaign now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United were looking to get off to winning ways as they travelled the long road south to take on Northamptonshire side Brackley Town. To find out now how the Reds got on, it's back over to Marv Willers for a match report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. Well, unfortunately, optimism only lasts so long. At some point, reality must kick in, and FC United fell yet again to bogey team Brackley Town, opening the season with a 2-1 defeat at St James Park. At half-time, it was still 0-0, and it seemed to come at a good time for United, but the old failing of conceding shortly after the break reared its ugly head. As just 6 minutes into the second half, Brackley took the lead with a slip from Danny Wisdom let in Armson, who finished well past the keeper.
As Brackley But for now, it's Walker. He's in the box. He puts a square ball. Oh, what a mistake by... Oh, what a terrible mistake by Danny Wisdom. The ball, a tame square ball across. Wisdom lost his balance and he tried to put a foot on it. Slipped over and it was a tap-in. And into the lead go Brackley Town. And Jimmy Armson, top scorer last season, picks up from where he left off and puts the home side into the lead. Well, sometimes with FC United, Swampy, they need to concede a goal just to wake up and get a bit of urgency and start improving.
Perhaps, it's been a game of errors from FC. Schoolboy element, you know. Basic mistakes of not keeping hold of the ball, not working the ball well, giving it away, too many opportunities. And again, it was a matter of time. Brackley have had, you know, luckily for us, they've not had the shooting boots on at all. And that one, they couldn't miss because it was basically a tap-in from, 6 yards out. But again, it was just poor defending. The ball went down the left-hand side again.
On 73 minutes, FC United drew level when a cross from Conor McCarthy was finished well at the far post by Gilchrist, who headed the ball into the net.
Halfway line, Richie Baker wins the ball, plays a lovely ball down the right hand side. Here comes Conor McCarthy. McCarthy now, can he get beyond Gudger? Cuts inside, chips the ball to back post. It's a decent ball, should be a goal, and it is an equalising goal. And a great header of the back post from Jason Gilchrist. Well, we got a bit of width. The ball was played out wide right hand side by S United substitution there, and Richie Baker played the ball out to Conor McCarthy. McCarthy there did really well, put a lovely looping ball to the back post with a bit of whip and purpose, and there he was at the back post. Gilchrist doing what he does and should get paid for, week in, week out, scoring goals. Paul,
I had a feeling that Brackley have started sitting back a bit in the last 5 minutes and they've really been paid dearly for it now.
The Reds were level for just 4 minutes when the home side scored a winner that was almost a copy of the FC equaliser as a cross from the right was headed in by Brown.
It's an opportunity now, number 8 cuts inside. FC United of Manchester. There's a poor ball back there. For some reason, FC United are helping along and they substitute 12. Lowe's on the ball. Cuts inside. Can he get the ball into the penalty area? Plays it back. Ball again with the number 4. Chips it towards the back post. An opportunity, should be a goal. Gaping at the back post again. No one there. Defend the ball at the back post. And FC United find themselves 2-1 down. And elementary defending there, the ball at the back post. Two men could have headed that there, and it was Andy Brown at the back post who slotted it in.
It was a disappointing start to the season from FC, but it will be more the manner of the defeat that would worry, as only poor finishing from Brackley prevented the scoreline from being much worse.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to St James Park, Brackley.
With St James.
Oh, here he is. And it's gone 5 o'clock. It's finished here. Brackley Town 2, FC United and Manchester 1. We're just here for one more cup of coffee. A quick wrap-up.
Which we actually haven't had all day.
No, that's true. A quick wrap-up of today's match. Swampy, you're quite damning your verdict. I think it's fair enough what you were saying, to be honest.
I think we were very, very poor. I mean, if you don't protect the ball, you don't want the ball. You're not going to win a game of football. And I think that was the problem we had. We didn't keep the ball. We didn't. When we had it, we didn't do anything with it. And the aim of the game is, without having the ball, you're not going to score goals. You're not going to cause any problems. I mean, the second half. We talked about the first half, saying it was a poor first half. And second half, we need to come out with a little bit more impetus. And what did we do from the goal? From the start, kicked it straight out and gave the ball to them. I'm disappointed, and I'm more disappointed simply because of the quality. I thought that we had on offer on Tuesday night, James. I thought the way we played, the way we attacked the ball with our pace, there was a bit more, there was good quality in the game, and yet none of that's on offer today.
Yeah, I mean, one can only speculate, but it did feel as if the almost that it put into the serious competitive fixture, the players stopped, sort of there was a kind of calmness about the side as the game went on the other night. To be fair, FC were under the cosh against Fleetwood to start with, but it's a basic thing of putting the ball forward, which in itself is always a kind of not a percentage thing to do, but also today with Gilchrist fairly isolated and three, then playing with a three at the back, three big men, it seemed pretty futile. And many, many, many times the ball was just played forward in the hope that Gilchrist might get on the end of it, and there was no one else there.
I mean, how many times in the first half did either Lowe or Brown or any of the defenders get the ball and pump the ball forward to no one in particular?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's disappointing, because we're expecting, based, and it is based on Fleetwood, that, you know, the passing was a lot more crisper against Fleetwood, and it looked like we were getting to the pinnacle of pre-season, getting ready to go into our first competitive game on a positive footing.
We had a target man. We had Lewis Lacey up there. So the ball was going, Lewis was holding the ball. Now, if you're playing against a team like Brackley, and you know they've got three strapping centre-halves, surely the likes of Lewis Lacey is going to be a good addition to play against. And you can link up the play, because those three have bossed the game all afternoon, haven't they? The centre-halves have done very, very well. But I just don't understand sometimes how, why, when we just decide not to play the game the way we can play the game in the right manner. It was just something that I'm just very disappointed with, because there's a much better quality in that. And, you know, supporters want to come and enjoy a game of football, and we didn't show that this afternoon. I thought the midfield was poor. They were too samey.
I mean, for Spennymoor, we went to see Matlock against Spennymoor towards the end of last season.
If you play like against
Spennymoor, were amazing.
They'll batter us about 10-0 if we play like that.
What needs to change? Because Spennymoor, they had 4-4-2, didn't they? And in fact, was it 4-3-3?
It was 4-3-3
against Matlock. And they keep the ball, and every pass, there's a purpose to it. And I do worry if we go into that game the same way we've gone into this game. We have to be a lot more on it, don't we?
I think we need to be a little bit more direct, a little bit more quality about our play. You know, from the back, get the ball out wide. As we have the ball out wide, move it forward. And the goal shows that if you move the ball out wide and then get a decent ball in, it can create problems. And what we've got to do is on Tuesday go, this is our ball, it's our ground, and it's our game to win here. And we've got to protect that ball and work it and not give it away in the manner and the style this afternoon that we've done, because we have given the ball away on so many occasions from the start of the game right to the end. You know, absolutely unforgivable, because, you know, you're not going to have any form of cohesion if you're just giving the ball away constantly. The midfield was too samey. There was no one there putting the foot on the ball this afternoon, James, was there? That actually was conducting. And that's what you want. You want a conductor in the middle of the park. And then that Lowe can do that. But he had a poor game. And as the vast majority of players did, I thought.
I think it's interesting, the question of captain, because obviously Tom Brown is filling in at the moment for Scott Kay.
I think it'll be Matty Hughes.
Matty Hughes, okay.
He'll be captain.
But at the moment that, you know, when you... with someone like Jerome and to Tom Greaves to some extent, that kind of somebody who you get a sense of somebody leading the team, putting a rocket up everybody's behind, and there wasn't that today. But football is a mental thing as well, and that thing about composure is needed to just pass, just to stroke the ball to 5 yards to the nearest player. Sometimes there's just some really careless passing.
I think that's the key. It was composure in the final third, in the middle third, and certainly in the two goals we conceded. Admittedly, in the first half, Brackley had three glorious chances, which really they should have converted. But the goals that we conceded, those two goals, they were disappointing, the way we conceded them.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, the first goal, really, I mean, obviously Daddy Wisdom completely misses the ball. But we've not even nullified it down the left-hand side. I mean, that should have been cut out before the ball got even across. And, you know, we're not protecting our back players. We're not overlapping. We're not getting any width in the game. And overall, it's just a poor performance. Now, these are the performances that, at the beginning of the season, you've got to know your team. You've got to have three or four games where you're building up and building up and building up, so you've got that same 11 playing together. And then you kick into your season, you know. And for me, as Steve Wood said at half-time, it was like a pre-season friendly. It wasn't good at all. Players weren't gelling. They weren't working as a unit, you know, and that's the disappointing thing.
And another, you know, the specific thing about Glenn Walker and Miles there, they're both wing-backs who are pushing forward constantly with a lot of space. What could have FC done, say, in the second half, having seen this? Could they have doubled up? Because FC were quite narrow in terms of the midfield, weren't they? So what do you do? Maybe make some changes and you double up on the... Well, close that supply line down.
You can. What you do is you come out in the second half and you play with a bit more urgency and a bit more pace, and you push up on them. You bring your back three or your back four move maybe 10 yards forward. Your midfields are slightly higher up as well, and you get your wide men that close them down every opportunity, and then you get your men overlapping. Every time, you know, there was very little overlapping. There was in the first half, maybe about two or three occasions, but, you know, with likes of, you know, Jake Williams and last season, there was a lot of overlapping play, and that works really well, you know, because your players that, you know, you're but in the ascendancy.
That's surprising, isn't it? Because we saw with Wisdom and Senior, in a way, that they do have the ability to.
Oh, there's no question, yeah, of course. They've got backs of quality.
They were pinned back a lot of the time, but it's good I don't remember Brackley being that offensive, if you know what I mean. They weren't really.
No. You tell me today. Can anyone tell what position did McCarthy play in?
A sort of wide right attacker. I mean, he did produce a good cross,
great cross,
quality cross for the goal.
It's like the position. You have your team, and regardless of who you're playing, that team has a structure, has a way of playing, and then if you get a substitute and you bring him in, he plays that same way. But there was no structure in that game whatsoever. There was a bank of four, I think, twice FC held well from the defensive perspective. But apart from that, everyone's all over the shop. I mean, you know, great paying a pass half a yard to you, and then back to me, and then they're losing the ball. It was just poor. It was basic. The thing is, it was basic errors. It was basic mistakes. It wasn't something as like, you know, as like, well, we put a really good shift in there and worked really, really hard, and we're unfortunate. It was just basically basic errors from start to finish.
Just to ask, there are three players unavailable from this game. Kay, Hughes and Linfield. And I'm just wondering, do you think those three... Would you put those three straight in to this?
I don't think. I mean, we gave man of the match to Jordan Fagbola, and we have had in the past. We've been willing to give an opposition player man of the match. Fagbola was man of the match today, and Zach Corbett didn't particularly have a bad game.
No.
So I don't. Matt Hughes is one thing. Craig Linfield. I mean,
well, Linfield is great if we're going to play people in the middle,
yeah,
up top, because he'll run down your wing for you and he'll just fire balls in constantly. Now, if we change our tack where we've got two guys in there feeding off it, that's what Tom Greaves does best. He's a six-yard poacher. That's what he does best. Brilliant. If not, then there's no point in playing Linfield. Kay is, well, he's a decent player, is Kay. I could see him coming in for the likes of maybe, I don't know, Tom Brown or maybe Jones. I mean, Jones has got given opportunity, I think. Tom Brown, again, is a good squad player, and he's, you know, he's been very, very lucky, the fact that he's won the captain's armband to say, you know, I've captained FC United of Manchester. Fair play to him. He's only a young lad as well. Kay's got a little bit of quality about him, but the problem he's got is too many yellow cards and the pace of the game. We need to up our, what we need to do as a team is as simple as this, is to up our tempo and pace.
But if you surround someone like Scott Kay, who's got the experience, he's got the now, so maybe that little bit of hard nastiness that sometimes you need, if you surround him with quick players with quick feet, then he can hold it up, can't he?
Yeah, he can hold it up.
And hold it at the back. I mean, he can be the holding player in front of the back four.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, you know, listen, he's got a squad there, Carl, now, so he has to get a settled level as far as I'm concerned. You know, you can't keep all players happy. It's those that deserve the shirt will wear the shirt. Those that don't deserve are back on the bench, and you're showing training that what you're capable of. I mean, I think you could make wholesale changes, in fairness, on Tuesday. You could change the whole team around again and see what happens.
I would like to see Lewis Lacey up front.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you got the big lads, I mean, we saw he holds the ball well, little ball.
He gets stuck in as well, and he gives us something to work. And Conor McCarthy does that as well. He's like a little ferret.
Yeah, McCarthy is. He put a great ball in, and it was a tremendous ball. It was he whipped it right across, and you know, for that ball in, and it's a great header at the back post. And he comes in there, doesn't he? And he's brave because he has to dive in there. He has to use his head, and he does really, really well. And it's a great cross that comes in, and. You know, it's that's the highlight. But that is the only highlight of the game.
And to be honest, that's the only goal we've ever scored here. So that's something.
It was a great shame.
A positive to end on.
And that game against Spennymoor, and as you say, Spennymoor themselves, we've seen them, Ben. Yeah, and I mean, they're entertaining. They really are entertaining. They're good quality, fast footballing team. They like to ping it. There's no, that there won't be any sort of like. five to 10, 15 passes of their own final third. It'll be get the ball, ping it, work it well, and they're a good footballing team. They can finish as well. They've got some good centre forwards, and they've actually got rid of a few from last season that were brilliant.
Just to give you, just before we go, some final comments. Stuart Mullen, hello.
Hi, Stu.
Hello.
Hi, the man.
And Marv, I believe this is Marv. God, James looks great. The other two of you have something to learn.
I dissociate myself from those comments.
For those viewers who have been watching It'll Be Off, you'll notice that Swampy's not only wearing the same clothes as he was earlier this afternoon when we did It'll Be Off from Brackley, he's also wearing the same clothes he was wearing for Fleetwood's It'll Be Off on Tuesday. So,
well, the same top, anyway.
And hat.
And headset. And headset.
I mean,
shorts.
You do. Not a lot of people know this about Swampy, but he actually goes around town wearing that headset as well.
He
finds it very difficult to interact with anybody without a headset on.
I find it very therapeutic, Ben. It's very therapeutic.
Being able to hear your own voice is very...
And it does stop people talking to me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But anyway, that's us from St. James Park. A big thank you to our host, Brackley Town, this afternoon. They're one of the few clubs who actually give you a free programme for having a press pass. So thank you, Brackley.
Although saying that, Brackley, one thing. You see...
Here's a review of your programme.
The main men, you see this one here, and that's called Dave Carnell. He doesn't play for FC. Scott Cape, he's suspended, not played. And you see this
28
one
28 yellow cards.
Craig Linfield, well, a good player. He's just re-signed for us. And Tom Greasy was on the bench. So the men to look out for, well, not really done your homework there, but a nice programme all the same because it was free.
Not because it was free, it's a good programme.
All right, sorry.
Can you end on a nice note?
Yeah, they're very nice here at Brackley.
They are, and I had a lovely bacon balm. James, you had the
burger. The burger was very good, good quality.
And you just had a Martin's balm cake, I believe.
I brought a Martin's balm cake with me, yes, with some vegan cheese and chutney. It was very nice.
Rock and roll, people.
Oh, and some sourdough, some Martin's sourdough as well, which was equally as nice.
Comment section below. Thank you for
those
who watched us live.
Great program, by the way, the joke in Brackley.
A big thank you to Swampy and James for their commentary this afternoon, and Stato Paul and Stephen Wood.
And now it's just a question of a short journey home.
3 hours.
Just round the corner.
3 hours.
For you, yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Good choice.
But from everyone here at St. James's Park, a big thank you, and we'll see you on Tuesday for that match at Broadhurst Park against Spennymoor. Farewell.
Take care, everyone.
Good night.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. On the way back to Mancunia, Ben caught up with FC United manager Carl Margeson.
Well, thank you for joining us, Carl, after that one. Not quite the result we wanted on the opening day of the season, but what were your thoughts after that?
Obviously, we're not pleased with the result, but the attitude and the endeavour of the players. You know, remember, it's a brand new bunch. So for the first game of the season, probably like a couple of lads who it's new to in the way that we play and things like that. So I was pleased. I think it's a good starting place in respect of performance. Lots more to come. You know, if you think about the players who also got missing who can come back into it, I think we can only get stronger.
Let's just focus on the players who were missing, which, because we didn't really cover it at the start of the show, was Lewis Lacey.
Yeah, Lewis picked up a suspension whilst playing at Chadderton last year, so
right.
He's going to be missing for a few games.
Well, congratulations to John England spotting that one, I reckon. It feels like when we were doing pre-season that Lewis Lacey quickly became the target man up front, and a lot of the key moves that we were doing were coming off it. You feel like we're missing that, particularly in the first half?
I think it's difficult when you come away from home. I think our first priority, as I said to him, was not to concede, because if you concede early, it really is an uphill battle. But I thought we weathered the storm to a certain extent. You know, Brackley are notoriously going to be up there challenging. So they are a strong side. They play in a certain way, and you know they try and stop you playing the type of football we would like to. And what we do miss with, obviously, Lewis's size is a ball that you can drop into a front man. But I thought Jason Gilchrist did really well up there. I thought he held his own against the Brackley three, one of which, you know, I consider to be one of probably the best players in this league. I think there's there's lots more to come once we get time to work on a few things in respect of our pattern of play. We've done little bits and bobs, but it's been a pretty hectic pre-season period with the amount of games that we've had.
Because that was one of the disappointing things, the level of keeping possession. Yeah. We were rushing it a lot, weren't we?
Yeah, I think, you know, forced into that, you know, we gave a league debut to a young lad today. And
Joel, you know, Senior?
I thought Joel was absolutely magnificent. I think the his temperament, his defending, you know, against a lad that we know from a long while, who is a, you know, a top player at this level, and for me, he didn't really put a foot wrong. He did one, I think he was one in the first half where he slid in, but other than that, I thought he was fantastic. You know, as we're virtually all about for, you know, Danny Wisdom's a quality player, and you know, he'd probably never make a mistake like that again.
Well, we said that the ball's got to come a long way before it gets to Wisdom on the back post, doesn't it?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And that's the thing about those two goals we conceded. You must be a bit disappointed with the second goal, where there was four opportunities to get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're focusing in on. Not so much on a negative, but just pointing out how important it is to stay focused and stay concentrated. It is early season, and I feel as though we should have got something out of the game. I think a draw would have been a fairer result. But you make little mistakes in this game at this level, and you're going to get punished.
And that leads us on then to Tuesday's match against Spennymoor. I've seen Spennymoor; they're very, very impressive.
Right.
We have to be 100%, I think, on Tuesday.
You've seen that, but from the result today, they beat Stockport County, so obviously they're going to be notoriously going to be a team that's going to be very difficult for us to go up against. But we're at home, and our focus this year is to try and make Broaders Park a little bit of a fortress. It's been something that we've not been able to do in the past two seasons, and I think we need to try and improve on that. That's one of the areas we have targeted.
And just a quick mention for Fagbola, we gave him man of the match, but he was being strapped up in the late in the first half and carried on to 90 minutes. That's a hell of a performance.
Yeah, it's his professional mindset that he's got about him, where he's, you know, he's felt a little twinge, and rather than try to carry on recklessly, he's you know, done the right thing and precaution, and now it's about managing the injury, ready for Tuesday.
Well, Cal, thanks for joining us, and speak to you Tuesday.
Cheers, Ben.
Ben there speaking with FC United manager Carl Margeson following FC United's defeat to Brackley Town on Saturday afternoon. To hear now all the other results from a busy opening weekend of the National League North, it's now time to welcome back with open arms another edition of Marv's Sports Report.
Thank you, Cockers, and hello everybody, and welcome to the first of a brand new series of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. And with not a single draw in the National League North on Saturday afternoon, that result for FC United leaves the Reds in 12th position, not even 11th. But chin up, FCers, it could be worse. Relegated North Ferriby United couldn't have had a worse start to the league campaign, losing 4-0 to table toppers Curzon Ashton. Curzon, though, are top of the league thanks to two people mainly. The person who invented the English language and that bloke who founded the Curzon Cinema Group. Yeah. Southport sit in second due to their name beginning with S. They too won by 4-0 in an impressive display of Boston United. Harrogate Town are third, having also scored 4, but crucially conceding 1, proving a full-time squad can only get you so far. As they beat Nuneaton Town 4-1 with a Mr. George Thompson scoring one of the goals for Harrogate on his debut. Result of the day, though, probably goes to Telford United, whose start to the new season was pretty good on Saturday, with a 1-0 win at York City, who are one of the favourites to make a return to the conference this season. Of the promoted sides, Blyth Spartans were the only one of the three debutants to lose on the opening day. Spartans went down 2-0 to Alfredston Town. Blyth's northeast neighbours Spennymoor enjoyed a tremendous opening day win against fancied Stockport County at the Brewery Field, while Leamington enjoyed a good 2-1 win at Northome against Gainsborough Trinity. Elsewhere, and the favourites for the title, except in Gary Neville's house, Salford City went down to a 2-0 defeat at home to old adversaries Darlington. While Saturday's opponents for FC, Kidderminster Harriers, suffered a 1-0 home defeat against Chorley. And lastly, by no means leastly, the game between Tamworth and Bradford Park Avenue finished 1-0 to the Avenue. And that concludes this week's Marv Sports Report with me, Marv. Cheerio.
FC United return to action this week with two matches back at Broadhurst Park, starting this Tuesday as FC United host newly promoted Spennymoor Town. Kick-off in North Manchester on Tuesday night will be at 7:45pm. Admission is pay on the gate, £10 for adults, £6 concessions and £3 for under-18s. And then on Saturday afternoon, FC United host Kidderminster Harriers. Kick-off at Broadhurst Park on Saturday will be at 3pm. And don't forget, FC Matchday Dining is also available at these two matches, which includes match admission, complimentary matchday programme and team sheets, complimentary parking pass, welcome drink and three-course meal, cash bar, pre-match guest appearance from Carl Margeson, and the post-match Man of the Match presentation and interview. The meal will be served at 6pm, and cost is £29 for adults, £14.50 for under-18s. If you would like to book a place for either Tuesday or Saturday's matches, then please book in advance by calling the FC office at 0161 769 2005 or by emailing ruth.slater@fc-utd.net. But as always, if you cannot make these matches in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Tuesday evening at 7:30pm and on Saturday afternoon from 2:30pm, right here on your very own FCUM Radio.
FCUM Radio. It's all right, if you're into that sort of thing.
To the women's team now, and with the league season starting in a month's time, pre-season for Luke Podmore's side is now in full swing, with impressive results thus far, including an 11-1 win over Burton and a 15-0 win over Leeds. The Reds are clearly building a very impressive squad to compete on all fronts for the coming season. But next up for the Reds for pre-season was their toughest test of the summer thus far, Brighouse Town at Broadhurst Park. But the Reds still made it 4 wins from four as FC United won by 3-1. Next up for the women's team, a home friendly against Rhyl and Prestatyn this Sunday, 2pm kickoff at Broadhurst 3G. And that's nearly it from me for this week's This Club Is My Club, but just to advise that FCUM Radio is now available in visual form. You can subscribe to FCUM Radio's very own YouTube channel by visiting youtube.com/FCUM Radio. But staying with purely the audio form of FC Radio, you can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 9am and 12:30 on www.fcumradio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05pm on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.